And based on the Gemara in Yuma, we have a tradition that Abraham kept the Torah even before it was given. Like, you know, through prophecy, he figured it out. So the question they all ask, if this is true, so why did Abraham wait to be commanded for the circumcision? Avram should have just did the circumcision. They said he volunteered all the commandments, but Mila, circumcision, he didn't do. He waited for the command. The question is why? Why was Mila different than everything else? So someone explained, because Mila is not just a circumcision, but it's a covenant. It's a bris. A bris Mila between you and God. So you need two people in a business arrangement. So therefore, Avram, it doesn't make any sense. You can't just do a bris on for yourself. You need someone else. That's what some point out. Others point out as well, there's a famous answer that we have a principle in the Talmud. Gado ha-metsuva va-osa misha'enu metsuva va-osa. Greater is the one who does a mitzvah who's commanded than one who volunteers and does a commandment. So even though it seems counterintuitive, you would think that it's better to volunteer. Like, would you want your kid to take out the garbage on his own, or you want to tell him? Of course, you prefer to volunteer. So that is true. Volunteering is on a certain level is a higher level. However, what we're pointing out is that it's harder to do something when you're commanded. When you're commanded to do something, so it's much harder to do. I mean, like, you know, if someone is someone who doesn't have to lose weight, they're skinny. I mean, not that they would be going on one, but I want to go on a diet or whatever. If no one's telling him to go on a diet, it's a lot easier to do. But someone's a little heavy, everyone's saying, you know what, you should go on a diet, you're eating too much. It's much harder to do something when you have to do something. I'm not saying people should tell him that, but I'm describing the difference is when one volunteers to do something, it's much easier to do it. But when you're forced to do something, it's much harder. So therefore, you get rewarded more. So if I volunteer to do something, okay, I'll get rewarded, but it was easier because I didn't have to do it. But if I have the pressure hanging over me and I still do it, so greater is the one who is rewarded. So therefore, so Abraham wanted to get the greater reward, so he waited till he was commanded. Because if he did it before he was commanded, he'd only get a certain level of reward. The question is, but what do you mean? So why didn't he wait on every other commandment? Why didn't he wait on putting on a talis, putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos, or whatever the mitzvahs he did or didn't do? The answer is because by putting on talis and tefillin in the morning, if I put on talis this morning or tomorrow, talis and tefillin today, I could still do it tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't stop me from doing it again. So by all the other mitzvahs, I could put on talis tefillin now. When God commands me, I'll still put it on. But a circumcision is only something you could do once. So therefore, since you could only do it once, Abraham wanted to ensure that he was doing it in the ideal way as commanded. And therefore, that's why Abraham waited for the commandment. And others point out as well, the famous Bris Karav, that it's the commandment of Mila. Like, up and before the Mila, we know you might have had physical signs. You might have had a foreskin, but it was just a foreskin. There was nothing wrong with the foreskin. It's only once God commanded you to cut off the foreskin to do a Mila, so then it becomes a negative. So, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. So it's the mitzvah. It's only once God commanded Abraham and Mila, so then it made sense to do the Mila. There was nothing negative. There was nothing negative of being uncircumcised before the commandment. So there was no reason to do it. It's only once God commanded me to do a Mila, Abraham, so that's when he felt incomplete, and therefore he had to go down on the ground in front of God's presence. Beforehand, he was standing up because before the commandment of Mila, there was no concern. So either we have A1 is that you need two people for a covenant, so therefore you had to wait. Greater is one who does a mitzvah who is commanded than one who volunteers. So therefore, by Mila, you only could do one, so he waited for the commandment. And thirdly, it's the mitzvah of Mila that creates the status of an Arol. And therefore, it only made sense to do it then. And lastly, he was prohibited to do it because you're not allowed to cause harm to yourself. So to do a Mila without any purpose, so then it's like, you know, just like you can't cut my finger, I can't do anything negative to my body. So before the mitzvah Mila, it'd be usher, it'd be prohibited to. It's only once God gave him the mitzvah Mila, then he was able to do the mitzvah, and that's why he waited till he was commanded.